Daniel's doing the under the microscope. There's your mic. That's cool. So, hey.
Where's the scope?
The sniper's on the roof. No. So, what we do in under the microscope, it's basically as a church, we get to know people, real people who follow a real Jesus. So we're here today with Daniel. Daniel Lang, he's 23 years old. How long until you're 24?
Next July.
Okay, so you pretty well just turned 23. That's all right. And you come from Wangaratta, but where were you born?
I was born in Manila in New South Wales.
So where is Manila?
Oh, it's about an hour from Tamworth.
Okay.
To the west of Sydney.
There. Yep. So what would I find at Manila?
Oh.
Envelopes. Manila folders everywhere. Hey?
Oh, you wouldn't find that much. It's a fairly farming area. I think my grandfather used to have racehorses and that sort of thing.
Okay.
There.
Yep.
So that was sort of where he had the farm.
Okay. Yeah. So, Daniel, you work with Martin Jones, small jobs done. You've been in Swan Hill for the past 12 months. Sorry? Yes, so this is when this goes on audio on the website. Martin, you're getting a free plug, yeah. You've decided to move back to home. What are you sort of planning to do back home?
Oh, well, plan on playing plenty of frisbee.
Yeah, you like your frisbee?
I love my frisbee, yeah. Yeah. And, well, just sort of going back out on my own is the plan. Sort
okay.
Of just go back out and running my own small business. Yep. So
okay.
Yeah, that's the idea, is to go out and do that. And
so small jobs done Wangaratta?
Well, yeah, different name.
So I'm going to ask you sort of 14 questions, a bit about your life, about your family, growing up, sort of things like that. Tell me a bit about your family. Tell me about life at home when you're a young boy, some special moments.
Special moments, eh?
Yeah.
Well, all of them negative.
All of them are negative special moments.
Well, I can remember, even though I had four siblings,
yeah,
I can remember no one wanting to go outside and play cricket with me because they all wanted to do something else.
Yeah, rightio.
But no, it was...
Because they just didn't like you? Or?
No, I don't think... Oh, I think they liked me. They
okay.
Just a bit different.
Yeah, okay. They just didn't like cricket?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Did you like cricket?
I was probably a bit hard on them.
You're a bit tough.
Well, they were bowling too many wides and things.
Oh, okay.
Got to bowl straight to me otherwise.
Yeah, right. Okay. So tell me a bit about you got some other thoughts or?
Oh, well, I can tell you a bit more about my family. So five children. I'm the second oldest. Nathan, the oldest, has been married for about 4 years, I think, and
okay.
Got three children, and then. Yeah, there's myself, then Joshua, my sister, and then Caleb is the youngest.
Yep.
So. Hmm.
Okay. And they've lived in Wangaratta for a fair while, or?
Yeah, well, we moved from Manila when I was one and a half, I think. Yep. So, and then we lived in Nelson, which is right on the South Australian-Victorian
okay.
border,
yep.
for about 7 years, and when I was nine, we were sort of been in that Benalla, Wangaratta area
okay.
since then.
Cool. Mm. So you mentioned already one of your one of your hobbies is the frisbee. Obviously that's one of your major things. You're pretty good at that.
Well, I like to think I'm all right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. A bit competitive.
I'm very competitive. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But tell me, can you tell me a bit about that hobby or other hobbies that you've got you into?
Not much to tell, really, but it's an Olympically recognised sport now.
Really?
Yeah, Olympics actually recognise it as a sport. It's not in the Olympics yet, but
okay.
it's a sport that someone could choose to put in the Olympics
yep.
if they're hosting it now, so that's right.
You still play a bit of cricket? or?
Nah, I never got into cricket. So it was always, yeah, tennis was just the...
childhood problems,
well,
yeah.
Yeah, well, nah, played tennis, and that's when the cricket season is, so yeah. Was playing tennis instead, which I really enjoy my tennis as well.
Good.
So, yeah.
Did you ever hit with Martin?
Yeah, I had a quick, had a hit.
Yeah, good.
Back in the summer.
So, you sort of grew up being homeschooled. How did that all work out for you? What was it? Good things, bad things?
I think I overall thought it was a good thing.
Your mum a tough teacher? Or?
No, not really. No, she's a good teacher, I think. Yeah.
Yep.
No, yeah, so it's something I would probably definitely look at doing.
Yeah, okay.
With my children, especially yep. the way things seem to be going in the school system and
yeah,
everything nowadays.
Enough. Yeah.
But yeah, so I think overall, I have a lot of good things to say about homeschooling.
Yep.
And it probably also helps when you've got a few siblings to keep
yep,
you company
okay.
and that sort of thing as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, the only negative thing would have been, I suppose part of it, the social side.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't have that much of that, but we still had homeschool groups and sports and that sort of thing. So it wasn't like we didn't interact with people or anything like that. So.
Yeah. So you're a carpenter, builder. Why building?
Oh,
because you couldn't get electricity. Is that what it is?
Oh, no, it was sort of... I can't even remember why I went into the electrical side of things, but when I was finishing school, I did a pre-apprenticeship for electrical.
Okay.
And I couldn't get any work experience for that. And so I was sort of finished all my schooling and sort of sat there praying about it, had no idea what to do, and... Dad ended up getting me some work experience with a builder from church.
Okay.
And then, yes, I did a week with him. And sort of, yeah, again, I was sort of did that and hadn't really thought about it for a couple of weeks. I was just sort of still praying about it. Pretty much, yeah, was praying, look, I'm not going to ask for it, but if this is the direction you want me to go, then make him ask me if I want an apprenticeship or something like that.
Okay.
And that's the direction... things took. He sort of, it was a few days later and he called me up. And
yeah.
So I've always wanted to, always been a sporty person, active person, so I wanted
okay.
a outdoors,
wanted to do a trade.
Active job sort of thing. So.
Things you like, dislike?
I like seeing the results.
Okay.
And just sort of how things, or actually seeing the result of your work. Dislikes would be when things go wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
You take something off the wall and behind it there's even more work to do. And
yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you think it's a nice short job.
Yeah.
Never.
The so you've been a follower of Jesus for how long, Daniel?
Well, growing up in a Christian family, sort of don't have a specific time really where
yeah.
I would have necessarily noticed when I became a Christian or when my parents' faith became my own or
okay.
that sort of thing. Yeah, I don't really know when, but...
Why? Yeah.
In the teens,
yeah.
I suppose.
So why follow Jesus? Why did you decide to go that way?
I suppose it was what made the most sense to me
yep.
out of the options.
Yep.
And growing up in that environment was sort of... Part of it's also, you know, safety, knowing
okay.
what it is, but, yeah, no, it's sort of, that's another one of my hobbies, is I kind of like getting into theology and that sort of
yeah,
thing
okay.
and
yep.
finding out all that stuff, so,
yes,
I would definitely be of the opinion that, yes,
yeah,
that it's only because of God that I even recognise that I am a Christian, yeah,
yeah
so
okay.
that
yep.
I do recognise him for who he is.
Have you looked at any other religions? Have you studied them or
not studied? Sort of looked at them a little bit, but never gotten too deep into
okay.
looking at them.
So how does following Jesus make a difference to your everyday life?
I suppose you always got someone there for you. Someone to talk to, even if you don't really think there's anyone around you you really want to talk to at the moment. You can always share your frustrations or and know that he's up there. There's a plan. I know that even though I might not be able to see what the O is at the moment, I can at least trust that there's a reason for what's happening.
Yeah.
So I know there's a reason for it. He's sovereign.
Okay. So talk a bit about sovereign. What's sovereign?
Sovereign basically means everything's in God's hand.
Yep.
Really.
Okay.
And nothing happens outside of what he knows will happen and what he's allowed to happen.
Okay.
More importantly.
Excellent. Three words that describe the Bible for you.
Fallen sinners redeemed.
Oh, nice. Fallen sinners redeemed. Very good. God's story. Do you have a favourite Bible verse or book, or as in Bible book, or even a Christian book?
I don't know. Don't mind Revelation. Don't mind Daniel, of course.
Yeah, it sort of goes hand in hand a little bit.
It does a bit, yeah. So, yeah, those sort of the prophetic books and that sort of thing.
Any sort of outside the Bible, any Christian books or authors or anything that influenced your life, like help steer you through, you know, bringing the Word of God a bit more clearer and understandable?
Most of the books have been not like adventure ones, but definitely Ligonier Ministries is probably
the R.C. Sproul.
Whatever you call it, teaching programs and the videos from them have definitely been
good.
One of the things that's guided me.
Do you read much, or was it mainly just the?
Oh, I used to read a lot. I used to love reading, and then once I had computers and stuff,
yep.
sort of advanced to whatever I could get on the computer rather than reading so much anymore.
So. I was thinking about your illustration when you said that sometimes you come up to a wall and you pull something off and you see there's more work to be done. And I was thinking about that with Jesus, although he knows before he pulls the thing off that there's work to be done in us. But what's one thing that Jesus is working on right now in your life, if you feel comfortable sharing that, that's hard for you? Not hard for you to share, but hard for you to have Jesus at work with?
I suppose confidence and trust in him in a way.
Yep.
Like there's other areas I would much rather he'd be working on now, because they're the ones that annoy me the most about my sin. But he seems to want to work on that first.
Yep.
Oh.
Cool. So is there any challenges you can think of specifically in that, like over the past 12 months? Could we dig a bit deeper or not?
Oh, probably making the decision to move back to Wangaratta was a big one.
Big decision.
Sort of like a lot to think about, and just working out whether it was actually the right thing to do or things like that. It was not a decision made lightly. It's sort of quite a hard decision to make, really.
The what's one thing, you know, being in a church community, not just in here at Seed Community, but also back in Wang, what's one thing you find, you know, challenging being in a church community?
I think, loving the people sometimes.
Yeah. Yep.
It's sort of you have your clashes of personality, but you've got to recognise past that.
Yeah.
That
it's really important.
It's about the faith and who you're believing in. So even if you're opposite personalities or different personalities, that you've got one thing in common, that if you start getting angry at each other over your difference in personalities, you're focused on the wrong thing.
Yeah,
So yeah. I think that can be a challenging thing.
So just sort of that maturity in growing past our own little world and seeing the bigger picture of ourselves being in Christ and being different. Yeah. What would you say to a friend who didn't know Jesus? What did he say? Repent. Three things, yeah.
Well, it is the first step, isn't it? Well, yeah. Second step. The Holy Spirit's got to make them recognise their sin before they can repent. So
yeah.
It's sort of... I haven't quite worked that one out yet. Okay. I think it's one of those things that I recognise, seeing as I'm on the other side of the door, which that was a good illustration, I thought, from the other week. At the door, it's... You're making a decision. Once you're through the door, you realise you would never have made that decision without
God's help.
The Spirit's making you realise it. Mm. So being on the other side of the fence, sort of I think about it in terms of that. So going back to how do I actually present this to someone who is not received the revelation of God or as such, or God's hand on their life to make them realise it. It's sort of something trying to work out sort of how they think. It's a bit harder.
That's a little bit hard. Mm. Yeah. Okay. So let's pray. I want to pray for you, Daniel, for the future ahead and your shift and I suppose life back in Wang. So let's pray. Father God, thank you for Daniel. Thank you for the past 12 months that we could get to know him. That we could be one instrument in his life that can encourage him. We pray for his just travelling back to Wangaratta, his time there, his work, just life fitting back into church, his life with friends, his life in growing to be your child, your son. Lord, we thank you that you have worked in Daniel and are working in Daniel, and we thank you that we get to be part of that. We get to share our life with him, and he shared his life with ours. Lord, we pray a blessing on him and pray that, as we've already heard, that you are sovereign, and we pray that that you will guide every step that he takes. Be with him, I pray, and encourage him, I pray, through Jesus, your son. Amen. Thanks, Daniel. You can... Go have a seat.